Now, we can go now to Ben Wiedemann from CNN, who is in Hong Kong. Hello to you, Ben.
Hello.
Can you give us a bit of an update about what you're seeing on the streets at the moment?
Yes, we're right next to the Legislative Council, where the Chief Executive, Carrie Lam, had that press conference just about 3 hours ago. This is where one of the seven rallies of the pro-democracy movement is going to be meeting. And already we are seeing hundreds of people streaming to the site. Clearly, what they heard from the chief executive was not enough to in any way take away the anger and energy of this movement. What people really want to see now is some sort of independent commission into police brutality. And what we heard from Carrie Lam is that's not going to happen. She's not going to resign. It appears that certainly the government here is not budging when it comes to the demands of the protesters. Mm. And I think we can anticipate just continued protest until when is anyone's guess.
Right. I mean, the first images we saw weeks ago were just huge numbers of people. And I understand that the numbers aren't so great at the moment, but in a certain sense, the intensity is greater and building. Do you think just Carrie Lam's appearance there today has quelled some of those tensions or stoked them further?
I think it stoked them further because she made it clear during this press conference she's not budging. She is not. There's no compromise. No concessions among the things she said. She talked about, for instance, the police holding a daily press conference, but that goes nowhere near satisfying the demands of the protesters. And I think with this general strike going on, which has, to a large extent, really impacted the activity of this normally bustling city, certainly I think we're, if nothing else, headed toward further confrontation.
Now, we've seen confrontation between police and accusations of police brutality, but of course what can happen with general strikes is you have citizens accusing or, if not, attacking each other, those choosing to still go to work. Did we see a little bit of that at the train stations and places of public transport today? Are there more conflicts between different groups of the citizens there?
Well, we were in one of those stations this morning, and what we saw that there were some people who were annoyed by the fact that they were not able to get to work. But even some of those who were going to work told us that they had to go to work, but they still support the protest. Others said they're going to work a half day. It's very difficult to really get a feel about the precise numbers or percentages when it comes to who supports and who opposes. But I think there's a lot of soft support for the protest. Now, having said that, on Saturday, we did attend what was called a pro-police rally, where we heard the other side of the story, people who were worried about the disruption that's being caused to the economy of Hong Kong, people who are worried that we are seeing the beginnings of a period of severe instability in a city which has long prided itself on its business-friendly environment and its reputation for stability.
Mm. Ben Wiedemann there from CNN, he's in Hong Kong and bringing us the latest there. We'll certainly keep up to date with what's happening. As he described it, a usually very ordered and calm city brought to its knees over the last few weeks. And as he said, it's only getting worse in terms of the violence on the streets. We'll keep an eye on that.